especially in Chicago, I found more than any other city I've lived in or cooked in, that our community of chefs really loves to cook together. It's more of a fun competition, right, to see, and it kind of steps our level up when we go to these events.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. Excited to have on the line a world champion, pitmaster, a global barbecue sauce superstar, one of Chicago's great chefs and culinary personalities, leading the way over there at Lily's Q, the one and only Charlie McKenna. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me on the call.
No, it's great to have you on. And you're always involved in cool stuff, whether people are seeing at the restaurant or events or social media, you always have cool things going on. Today is no exception for an event coming up. You got great chefs, great causes, and sizing up, right? You look at the people involved, some amazing wings for barbecue.
Yeah. You know, we're curating, you know, the best chefs that we have in Chicago, and we have a lot of them. Obviously, this is six of the best chefs in Chicago, and we're trying to have them do their style of chicken wing for charity.
So let's talk a little bit about the lineup, that team photo, right? So you've got you've got Steph Izard's going to be there, Brian Jupiter, great restaurants, Kasama, you got Niso's Mediterranean. So talk about that. I mean, because you guys, Lily's Q, you're one of the people sort of leading the way, curating, like you said, you know, who's going to be involved with this? How did you make your choices? You know, obviously good friends, great chefs, but why'd you choose these folks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have a lot of talent in Chicago and there's a lot of people that could be at this event. It's a smaller event right now. We're hoping to grow it over the years so we can bring in more chefs and more chefs each year to raise money for, you know, breast cancer research. But, you know, this year four of the chefs are from last year. They did a great job. They put out great chicken wings. So we invited them back. Obviously, Zach from Galit won last year. We'll see if he can repeat. And then we brought two new people on. You know, what we're looking for this event is we're looking for people, as you can see, a lot of their styles of food are completely different, right? You got Brian Jupiter, who does the like Southern New Orleans live fire thing. Then you have Zach that does his style of food from Israel and Mediterranean. And then you have Kasama, who does their Korean style. And it's just a mixture of all different styles of food. Stephanie, who just, you know, she touches all over the world with her style of food and of cooking. So we're just trying to create a little mix of chicken wings so that when people come in, it's not like, hey, we're just eating like six buffalo wings, right?
Think about it though, Charlie. So wings, like even wings done sort of okay are really great, right? But when you can add this level of technique, like you said, all these different disciplines and styles and cuisines, and you can build that into, I mean, for the fans, for you guys, it's got to be cool, right? For you guys to get in there and taste everybody's stuff, it's got to be exciting.
Well, I think that's one thing that's great about chef events, right? Chefs like to do these events because they like to come together and hang out. Especially in Chicago, I found more than any other city I've lived in or cooked in that our community of chefs really loves to cook together. And as we are competing in each other, it's more of a fun competition, right, to see. And it kind of steps our level up when we go to these events. Like, yeah, I don't want to show up and people think that if, you know, if I was competing in the chicken wing category, that my wing was the worst. I'd rather be in the middle than the worst. So like, it's always a fun competition between the chef as well as we get to see each other. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of these people own their own restaurants. They do events. They do, you know, they have to market their restaurants. They have cookbooks, you know, Stephanie has TV shows.
Right.
So it's nice sometimes just to be like away from that stuff, cooking at a cool event to raise money for charity. And then you get to hang out with some of your peers, see what they're up to, what's going on, how, you know, a lot of times I think at these events, you know, before they happen, the chefs are talking about their struggles, whether it be hiring or, you know, changing menu items or when they're going to turn so we can get to some spring food items, hopefully like asparagus and strawberries and stuff. So I think it's a great time for chefs to get together and hang out as well as, you know, they get to kind of showcase their style to not only the chefs that are there, but also the people that buy the tickets.
Yeah. But for this event, Charlie, there's no shame in being sixth at this event. You say some of the challenges of accessorizing with your James Beard Awards or arranging your world champion, you know, Memphis and May trophies or your Iron Chef, you know, videotapes, right? There's like this group. I mean, you look at the sort of that level and the accomplishments because wings are often thought of as kind of a, you know, kind of an everyman pedestrian thing.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I think Lily's Q and my style of food is, right, I cook a style of food that is kind of thought of as pedestrian or everywhere or everyone does it, right? Everyone grills or barbecues at home. So in my style of food, it's always, and whether it be Lily's Q or Rue down in Hyde Park, I'm just taking simple dishes that everyone knows and trying to execute them better at a higher level with maybe better ingredients than you could possibly get at home. And I think chicken wings is the same thing, right? It's this, hey, everyone can cook a chicken wing at home. And with YouTube and all this stuff, there's lots of home cooks and home chefs and YouTube chefs now that are doing, that can do great chicken wings. But when it comes to this level, I think you got the minds of chefs that continually work on dishes all the time, creating something that seems pedestrian, and it kind of turns it into something that's not pedestrian anymore and something that like people are really going to want to try and get out to. And then maybe it sparks, you know, some of these people to go home and play with something like a chicken wing for themselves. And they don't always have to fall into the same patterns of, hey, you know, chicken wings are buffalo style, or you have buffalo sauce on them. What can you do with chicken wings that's not the norm or what you see at the typical everyday restaurant that serves them?
It's a great choice, right? Because it's like a blank canvas, and you can do almost anything with it and make really authentic things in any kind of discipline or cuisine. Everybody barbecues and cooks out in the backyard. Not everybody has won a world championship at Memphis in May. So you got that. It's coming up. May 3rd is the date for it, 6:30 to 9:30. It's at the Brewyard at 417 North Ashland. But talk a little bit about the venue.
Yeah. So obviously, a couple of years ago, right, pre-pandemic, Lily's Q, our lease was up in Bucktown. We moved to District Brew Yards, which is I think of a conglomerate of breweries or a food hall of breweries, right? So there's four breweries in there that make all their beer in the facility. And then they each have their own tap wall with 10 taps that are their styles of beer: Burnt City, Twisted Hippo, Casa Milde, and Around the Bend. And these brewers make great beers. So the night of the event, right, we'll have all these chicken wings. We'll have Lily's Q doing a chicken tender bar with our new chicken wing and tender sauces. And then you have these breweries with 10 taps on the wall where the taps are just open, so people get to walk around. You get to try amazing different styles of beer from all these breweries, as well as eat chicken wings. And like, it kind of goes hand in hand. Like, beer and chicken wings go hand in hand. So it kind of makes sense that we're in this facility. It's a great facility that, you know, we're going to have somewhere from 350 to 400 people on the night of. Wow. You know, bidding on silent auction items from the chef, as well as from great people like Yeti and Weber. And it's just going to be a cool event where people, you know, obviously we're there. Lily's Q, my product side of the business, where I sell my sauces and grocery store, that side of the business actually kind of funds all the costs that we can't get covered by sponsors to do the event. So every dollar from ticket to, you know, the sponsorships on top of it to on top of the silent auction, every dollar goes to the two charities, which is Lynn Sage Breast Cancer, which obviously helps in research and helping in the Chicagoland. And then a scholarship fund from my family, where my aunt died of breast cancer at a very young age. I was very close with her, and my family started a scholarship at the college she went to send a young woman through the biology program that she graduated from.
It's the KMB Fund. So you've got that, the Lynn Sage Cancer Foundation. We'll have links up for that at WGNradio.com. Whenever you can have, you know, people love great events, and the chefs, you mentioned it. Chicago is unlike any other. And, you know, I cover this stuff all around the country. It's just such a communal and supportive environment on the food side, the culinary side. Certainly so many fans on the food side in the general public and diners, but you guys working together like really no other to get things done and also have just amazing things. So it's May 3rd. It's coming up. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com. Charlie McKenna, do you have any like extra, whether it's either a website or social media people can stay in touch with in order to either get tickets or get involved or support?
Yeah. So if you, I mean, obviously if you go to lilysq.com, there's like, we have a whole page on barbecue and where you can make donations. This year, the ticket sales are lilysq.com/barbecue2023. So you can go there and buy tickets. On there, you'll see like a website called ClickBid. That's where the silent auction is. So even if you're not at the event or can't go or can't get a ticket to the event on Wednesday, May 3rd, you'll still be able to bid on the silent auctions and make donations through that ClickBid site. You wanted to help donate and help the two causes out, which is great. It's going to be a great event. So we do have a few tickets left. There's not a lot left, but I would love for, you know, to sell out this event. And with the chefs, I think it will sell out, which will be great. And we're excited to have it. And we're excited to raise money for, you know, our charities and really help support not only, you know, Chicagoland Breast Cancer with Lynn Sage, but also, you know, a young woman to go through biology program at Brenau University.
Yeah, you mentioned all that stuff. And of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. But this is the kind of event, Charlie, that you're trying to grow. So even listeners, if you don't get a ticket, can't get in, you can definitely support it and then be a part of what is going to be bigger and better every year going forward. It is very cool. Barbecue cure. And Charlie McKenna is one of those main driving forces behind it, and so many great personalities as well. Charlie, so we'll let you get back to it, but thanks again for everything you're doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And yeah, go out and get your tickets.